Hello and welcome to your GCSE German revision podcast. I'm so glad you've pressed play today because in the next 10 minutes, we're going to crack one of the most underrated topic areas in your German GCSE, general vocabulary, specifically what we call other expressions. These are the quantity words, degree adverbs and approximation phrases that glue your German together and make the difference between a grade 4 and a grade 7. So, let's dive straight in. Now, why does this topic matter so much? Here's the thing. These words appear in every single paper. Whether you're listening, speaking, reading, or writing, you will encounter words like ungefähr, meaning approximately, or ein bisschen, meaning a little. They're everywhere. And the brilliant news is, once you know them, you can use them to upgrade any sentence you write or say. Examiners absolutely love seeing these words because they show range and sophistication. So, let's get learning. Let's start with our five core categories. Think of the acronym QADFT. Quantity, approximation, degree, frequency, and time. If you can master one category at a time, you'll have the full toolkit. Category 1. Quantity. These are your how much and how many words. First up, viel. V-I-E-L, meaning much or a lot. When it comes before a noun, it changes slightly. Viele, with an E on the end, means many. So, ich habe viel Zeit means I have a lot of time. But ich habe viele Freunde means I have many friends. See how that works? The noun determines the ending. Next, wenig. V-A-N-I-G, meaning little or not much, and its plural form, weniger, means few. So, ich habe wenig Geld, I have little money. Very relatable for a student, I'm sure. Then we have genug, G-N-U-G-G, meaning enough. This one is brilliant because it never changes its ending. Ich habe genug Hausaufgaben, I have enough homework. Simple, clean and very useful. So viel, Z-U-V-I-E-L, means too much. Think of it as zu being too in English. Das ist zu viel. That is too much. You'll use this constantly. And finally in this category, mehrere. M-E-H-R-E-R-E-R, meaning several. Ich habe mehrere Bücher gelesen. I have read several books. This is a higher tier gem that will really impress your examiner. Category 2. Approximation. These are the words that mean about or around. Incredibly useful in speaking and writing when you're not being precise. The star of this category is ungefähr. U-N-G-E-F-A-H-R, meaning approximately or about. Es kostet ungefähr 20 Euro. It costs approximately 20 euros. Brilliant for describing prices, distances, times. Next, etwa. E-T-W-A. Also meaning about or around. It's slightly more formal than ungefähr, but works in exactly the same way. Es dauert etwa eine Stunde. It takes about an hour. Then, fast. F-A-S-T. Meaning almost. Now here's a false friend trap. Fast in German does not mean fast in English. It means almost. So, fast, fertig, means almost finished, not quickly finished. This comes up in listening exams and candidates lose marks every year by confusing this one. Mindestens, M-I-N-D-E-S-T-E-N-S, means at least. Ich brauche mindestens 8 Stunden Schlaf. I need at least 8 hours of sleep. And hochstens, H-O-E-C-H-S-T-E-N-S, means at most. These two work as a pair. Mindestens and hochstens, at least and at most. Learn them together.
Category 3. Degree modifiers. These are your intensifiers and softeners, the words that tell you how much of a quality something has. Sehr, S-E-H-R, means very. Das Essen ist sehr lecker. The food is very tasty. You probably know this one already. Ziemlich, Z-I-E-E-M-L-I-C-H, means quite or fairly. This is a fantastic upgrader word. Instead of saying das Buch ist gut, the book is good, say das Buch ist ziemlich gut, the book is quite good, instantly more sophisticated. Ein bisschen, E-I-N-B-I-S-S-C-H-E-N, means a little or a bit. Ich bin ein bisschen müde. I am a little tired. Note that ein bisschen is always written as two separate words and never changes its form. Besonders, B-E-S-O-N-D-E-R-S, means especially or particularly. Ich mag besonders Schokolade. I especially like chocolate. This is a brilliant connective word for your writing. And eher, E-H-E-R, means rather or more. Ich bin eher introvertiert. I am rather introverted. A great word for expressing nuanced opinions in your speaking exam. Category 4, frequency. You likely know some of these, but let's make sure they're all locked in. Immer, always. Oft, often. Manchmal, sometimes. Selten, rarely. Nie, never. These five form a brilliant scale from always to never. In your speaking exam, you can use this scale to talk about habits and routines. Ich gehe manchmal ins Kino, aber ich fahre selten in Urlaub. I sometimes go to the cinema, but I rarely go on holiday. That sentence alone shows range, opinion, and two different verbs. Examiners love it. Category 5, and I'm giving this one its own special mention because it's so useful and so often forgotten. Kaum, K-A-U-M, means hardly or barely. Ich kann kaum schlafen. I can hardly sleep. Es gibt kaum Zeit. There is barely any time. This word sits beautifully in higher tier responses and shows real linguistic sophistication. Right, now let's talk exam technique. This is where I want you to really focus, because knowing the vocabulary is only half the battle. In your listening exam, these words are your best friends and your worst enemies. Examiners deliberately use words like fast and kaum to test whether you understand nuance. If you hear, das Konzert war fast ausverkauft, the concert was almost sold out, and you write sold out, you've missed the crucial qualifier almost. Always listen for these modifier words because they change the meaning entirely. My top tip, when you're reading the questions before the audio plays, underline any question words that suggest quantity or degree. Words like how many, how often, how much. That tells you to listen out for our vocabulary category. In your reading exam, false friends are the biggest trap. Remember, fast means almost, not fast. Kaum means hardly. Etwa means about. Take an extra second when you see these words to make sure you're reading them as German, not English. In your speaking exam, use these words to develop your answers. If the examiner asks, wie oft gehst du ins Kino? How often do you go to the cinema? Don't just say, manchmal. Say, ich gehe ziemlich oft ins Kino. Ungefähr zweimal im Monat, weil ich Filme sehr interessant finde. I go to the cinema quite often. Approximately twice a month, because I find films very interesting. That one answer contains three of our vocabulary categories: degree, approximation, and frequency, plus an opinion with a reason. That's a grade 7 answer right there. In your writing exam, these words are your secret weapon for hitting the higher mark bands. The mark scheme rewards a range of vocabulary and structures. Sprinkling in words like ziemlich, ungefähr, mindestens, and kaum shows exactly that range. Aim to use at least one word from each of our five categories in any extended writing task.
Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll give you the English, you say the German out loud. Ready? Approximately. Ungefähr. Well done. Almost. Fast. Remember, not the English word fast. Enough. Genug. Several. Mehrere. Hardly. Kaum. At least. Mindestens. Quite. Ziemlich. A
A little. Ein bisschen. Too much. Zu viel. Rarely. Selten. Fantastic. If you got 8 or more of those, you are in great shape. If you struggled, go back and reread the vocabulary sections. Cover the German column and test yourself until you can recall every single one without looking. Let me leave you with 3 golden rules for this topic. Rule 1. These words are connective glue. Use them to link ideas and add nuance to every sentence you write or speak. Rule 2. Watch out for false friends, especially fast meaning almost, not quickly. Rule 3. In your speaking exam, never give a one-word answer when you could use one of these words to extend and develop your response. You've got this. These words are learnable, they're high frequency, and they will genuinely boost your grade. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Feel a fork!